The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is brought to you by theoldtimeradiodvd.com. Check out our new website. It's got a great selection. Old-time radio, classic movies, serials, and classic TV and more. Check it out today at oldtimeradiodvd.com.
There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Well, there it is, Oliver.
Yes. There it is.
Isn't that what you wanted?
It's what I wanted.
I wish you wouldn't keep repeating everything I say.
Was I? I didn't notice.
A whole year's work, and there it is. We'll either find a heap of dust or riches beyond our wildest dreams.
Dust down there. There'll be gold and precious stones. You know, for an amateur archaeologist, I haven't done too badly, have I?
With a little help.
Oh, sure, sure. Without you, Garvin, I'd never have stuck to it. And they all told me I was crazy. All except you, Garvin. You were the only one who believed in me. And I'm grateful.
I'll be grateful, too, if we find an untouched chamber.
And it'll be there. A pharaoh with a lifetime of riches around him. It'll be all ours. Every penny of it.
Well, it's no use standing here drooling. Let's have a look.
Yeah, let's not waste any more time. Oh, I feel big, Garvin. 10 feet tall.
You've always had to be the big one, haven't you?
The only thing to be. Got everything?
We're all set.
Oh, I feel nervous. For the first time in my life, I feel nervous.
Why?
There's something wonderful in getting something no one else has ever had. Like an actor on a first night. Could either be success or a tragedy. There'll be no tragedy here. I can feel it. Everything I've worked for, everything I've ever done in my life culminates at this point. From now on, everything will be an anticlimax.
Let's go.
We got everything?
Everything. You go first.
Air's bad.
It'll be all right. We pumped enough oxygen into the place.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. Too excited about everything.
Point your torch over here. Yeah, I think we go this way.
What about the guideline?
Oh, forgot it. I'll go back and get one.
No. No, don't bother. We'll find our way out.
All right. We won't go far today.
No, we won't go far.
You're at it again.
I'm too excited to think of words of my own.
That's something I thought I'd never get to see.
What?
Oliver nodded without a word of his own.
There are times, Garvin, when words aren't necessary.
And this is one of them?
This is one of them.
What are you going to do with all the money?
I don't know.
Add it to the heap you already have.
Does it matter?
I've often wondered when you're going to stop looking for money.
It's not the money, Garvin. It's the power it brings with it. Money can buy a man.
Ah, but there are some things money can't buy.
Name one.
A man's soul.
I'll bet on it.
A woman's love.
Oh, that's easiest of all. One more.
Peace of mind.
You don't need peace of mind when you're rich. If you've got any troubles, you'll pay someone else to fix them. Pretty soon, no more troubles.
All neatly parceled, isn't it?
Ah, stop talking through your pulpit. When this is over, you'll be rich beyond your wildest dreams, Garvin. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Not particularly. Now, where do we go?
If you don't hurry up and move, I'll leave you standing.
Patience, Oliver. You must have patience.
Which way?
This way.
Right. Patience. Never had any time for patient people. Where would I be today if I waited for people who were too slow? If I sat down and patiently waited for things to come my way? I'd still be selling household goods from door to door.
Some people lead very happy and useful lives doing just that.
Oh, it's okay if they haven't got the brains for anything else.
It's not a matter of brains. It's a matter of being contented.
Look at who's talking. Who gave up his job to come on this expedition with me? Who was it who threw up everything to gamble on a fortune?
I cannot tell a lie.
You call that being contented? You call that being patient? Oh, don't give me that. I bet 12 months ago you'd have laughed if someone had said you'd soon be in a pharaoh's tomb with Oliver Nard. You'd have laughed at him, wouldn't you? Laughed and gone back to making the books balance.
Yeah, I would have.
But you're not sorry you grabbed at the chance.
No, no, Oliver, I'm not sorry. I wouldn't have missed this for all the treasure and all the tombs of all the pharaohs.
Crazy characters.
The pharaohs?
Yeah. They save all their best gold and jewelry till they die. Doesn't make sense. Why didn't they spend it when they had the chance? Oh, not that I'm sorry they didn't. Still, it proves they were crazy characters. Talking too much. Hey, we've walked a long way. This cave must run in circles.
Some of them do. Some of them run into each other and form a circle. And if you're not careful, you'll spend the rest of your life running around in one. Like a school in a treadmill.
Not this boy.
Sometimes they're built with hidden traps. When you enter a cavern, the entrance is slowly sealed by a huge rock. So slowly and quietly that you're 100 yards into the tomb by the time the rock rests on the floor.
You're a very happy boy today. Maybe we should have gone back to the guide rope.
Too late now.
Hey, what's this? Over here. Will you shine the light over here? Look.
Vase.
Solid gold, or I'm a monkey. Look at it, just sitting there on its own, waiting for us to pick it up. Hey, here are some scrolls. Hey, I think we're getting hot. Will you step it up?
You're like a cat on hot bricks.
I'm always like this when I know I'm close to the thing I want.
I'll leave the vase where it is. It can act as a signpost.
Yeah, a gold signpost. Yeah, I like that. Maybe I'll have some gold signposts put on our road, just to make it different from any other road. Yeah, I think we're close. What are you going to do with your share?
I hadn't thought of it, really.
Hadn't thought of it? Here's a man within an ace of having millions in his lap, and he calmly says he hadn't thought of it. Well, must be something you'd like to do. Maybe 2 or 3 yards, a country house.
What would I do with those things? I've no one to share them with.
No. No, I'd forgotten about that. Well, I don't mean I'd forgotten.
I know what you mean.
Pretty tough about Stella.
Pretty tough.
About 2 years, isn't it?
About.
Sadie and I never could figure it. You two were the couple in the book. Everybody looked and said, well, that's it.
Sometimes things just aren't meant to be, I suppose.
Anyway, this trip's taken your mind off things a lot.
Yeah, it has. It's given me a new interest. Something I didn't think I'd ever have the opportunity to do.
Sadie was pretty broken up when Stella committed...
You can say it. Committed suicide.
Well, it's... Could have been an accident.
It could have been, but it wasn't.
She and Sadie were pretty close. Hey, remember in the old days when we first met?
I remember.
Stella was my girl. And what happens? Along comes handsome Joe and I'm out of the running.
She was never really your girl, Oliver.
Oh, I didn't say that, son. We've been going out together a long time.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter one way or the other. Well, water under the bridge. You know, I was just a little annoyed when you two decided to make it permanent. Still, I couldn't have been cut out by a nicer guy.
Thanks.
And I'll say this much. You certainly worked hard to make a good home for Stella. Never saw a man work so hard. You know, you should have taken that job with me. You'd have been a big man in the Nard Realty Company by now.
A man has to play his cards as they come out of the pack.
Well, anyway, let's hope you get what you want out of this trip.
Let's hope so.
I think we struck a blank on this cave. Yeah, dead end.
Shouldn't be.
You know, for a man who doesn't know anything about this business, you're making pretty good headway.
I didn't say I didn't know anything. I said I didn't know a lot.
Always were a cagey devil.
Hand me that pick. The small one.
What are you doing?
Looks like a crevice. They sometimes built the continuation of a cave going off at right angles and set the door on a swivel. That way, when someone reaches a blank wall, they think it's a dead end.
Cunning people.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's a door set in the wall. How do you know?
Just chip away a little more. That's it.
Oh, fine, fine. Now, how do we get through?
It'll probably be set in a swivel. Same principle as a revolving door. Give me a hand.
Right. Oh, genius. Genius, that's what you are, Garvin, a genius.
We're not there yet.
Oh, but we're getting closer by the minute. All those museum know-alls who said there was no such tomb. We might wave $1 million worth of emeralds under their noses. They'll turn sick.
You know, legally, this all belongs to the government.
Oh, does it?
Legally?
Now? Well, for mine, they can go chase themselves. Anything I find belongs to Oliver J. Nard, and that's that.
They might argue.
Let them. I'll waste a lot of bread.
And they might stop you from taking it out of the country.
Well, if they're not very careful, I might even decide to buy the country. Oh, no, Garvin, no. This is ours, yours and mine.
I'm glad you included me in.
Included you in? You were never included out. I told you up top, if it hadn't been for you, I'd never have found this hole in the ground. Come to think of it, I really didn't find it anyway. You did.
But it was your money that made it possible.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that's why no government is going to stop me taking the loot. I've never invested anything in my life just to hand over the profits to some museum. You know what they do with this stuff? They put it under a glass case for a lot of creeps to look at. Oh, not in your life.
There are people who get a lot of pleasure out of looking at something beautiful.
If they want to look at this lot, they can buy it. I'm no charity show. I came here to get something, and what I go after, I get. And if I can't have it, I make sure no one else gets it. Come on. Let's find this graveyard. We'll worry about spending the money when we find it.
Say, this is a bigger cave. Better made than the others.
We're getting closer, Oliver. Closer every minute.
Garvin, another vase or something. You suppose they've been put there as a guide?
Possibly, or a trap.
What do you mean, a trap?
Carrots.
Carrots? What carrots?
The carrot on the end of a stick to make the donkey keep moving.
Yeah, well, if the carrots are made of gold, I'll keep moving, and I'm no donkey. Hey, it's widening out. Do you hear anything?
No.
Hey, quiet. It's fallen. The whole roof came in. Run, Oliver.
Hey, let's get out of
it. Hey, Garvin! Garvin, I can't move! Garvin!
I think so. Leg hurts like the dickens.
Try walking on it.
Yeah. Right. Ooh. Hey. Ooh. Pretty sore. Nothing broken, though.
Yeah, you'll live.
Thanks.
You very nearly didn't get back to the Nard Realty Company.
I said thanks.
For what?
My life. I'm not going to forget it.
You want to go on?
Yes, I guess we go on. I knew I did the right thing when I talked you into this trip. You're my good luck charm.
I'm glad I brought someone some luck.
Never made a mistake in business in my whole life. That's the way to get on top. You bringing you along wasn't a mistake. You know something? If I'd caught it back there, you would now be the one-man band around here. But you didn't think of that.
How do you know?
You'd have left me to lay.
You never know. I may be saving you for better things.
Maximilian. You're becoming another turn.
We're probably traveling in circles.
Well, I'll be another two-way stretch. Which way this time?
Left.
Left it is. Say, whatever happened to you with that deal you had working a couple of years ago?
Which particular deal was that?
Oh, you know the one. You and some fellow were going to buy out a big farm holding and subdivide for building lots.
It went bust.
Yeah, I know that, but why?
A big realty concern, underbid us. They made a fortune out of it, too.
Oh, it's too bad. Who did the dirty?
Lundby and Spence.
Oh, well. I suppose it's business.
I suppose so.
Tough break, though.
Yeah, tough break. Funny thing, it wasn't until a few months ago I found out you were a major shareholder in the firm. I think we're coming to something important here. Look up to your right.
Well, hey, I hope you don't hold me responsible for that. Well, I didn't know till you just mentioned it. I might be a big holder, but I don't dictate their policy.
I did hold you responsible for a little while, but not anymore.
Oh, fine. I'll make it up to you when we get back.
Look just above your head. See the head cut in the wall, pointing towards the other surface?
Well, yeah. Yeah, what is it?
I'm not sure, but I think we're struck pay dirt.
Oh, boy. Well, come on, do something.
Why don't you do something now? You're supposed to be the man who knows all about these
now,
things.
Don't give me that. You know as well as I do, I don't know for nothing about Egyptology or what have you.
Then why pretend?
Well, I guess everyone's an amateur at something or other, so... Well, I picked on this.
But you didn't learn anything about it?
I've read a book. Now, look, Garvin, when you've got lots of money, all you need to do is read a book, then you go out and hire some jerk.
Like me.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I wasn't talking about you. Well, we're partners. Oh, I admit I made a big spiel about me finding this tomb, but... Well, I knew I couldn't do it without someone who knew something about it. Oh, come on, like a good guy. Where's this hole in the wall or whatever it is?
Starting with a small pick on that wall about 4 feet up. Don't get your hopes up. This is just a chance. Give the rock a push at the top. That's it.
It's moving. It's moving, boy. Watch out. Now, you shine the torch here. Well, go on, shine it in. It's it. It's it. Look at it. Oh, look at it. Oh, come on, boy. Let's get our hands on some of old Egypt. Hey, come on, give me a hand up.
Be careful.
Are you telling me? Oh, it stinks in here. Hey, come on in.
In you go.
All right. I like the other torches
coming up.
Oh, look at it, Garvin. Just feast your eyes on that.
Yes, I am.
Oh, millions and millions and millions of beautiful green money.
What a beautiful sight.
Oh, wait, look at that statue. Solid gold. One thing I'll say for the pharaohs, they certainly knew how to die.
Yeah, they certainly did.
You know something? When I die, I want to be surrounded by all my wealth.
I'll try and arrange it.
Yeah, I've just decided. In a vault filled with greenbacks. Hey, get a load of this. See the eyes in this blizzard thing? Emeralds, big as my fist.
Not quite.
Oh, hey, why don't you jump around a little? Half of all this is yours now, you know.
It really belongs to the government.
Oh, look, Garvin, I don't want to hear any more about this government racket. They want it, they can queue up and buy it. All my life,
I know. You've taken what you wanted. And if you couldn't get it, you made sure no one else
could. Yeah, that's right. That's dead right. Too many weak sisters in this world try and preach the open hand. Yeah, well, I've always been my own open hand. That way, I know exactly when it's going to make into a fist.
Yes, Oliver, I think you've put it very well.
I don't like to leave here. Phil, we'd better get back, I suppose. Tomorrow we come in here and start packing it out.
Stella would have loved a sight like this.
Yeah, sure. Well, come on, let's get out of here. The quicker we get back, the quicker we get the stuff out, and the quicker we shake the sand out of our jeans. They made these holes a bit bigger.
Yes, Stella would have dearly loved to see something like that. She could appreciate beauty.
Yeah, she sure could. If you'd taken up my offer, she'd have had beautiful things. Not that she didn't have lots of things anyway, but... Well, you know what I mean. The extra things a man with money can buy.
Stella wasn't interested in the things money could buy. She saw beauty in other things.
A great kid.
Yeah, a great kid.
I still can't figure why she'd go and commit suicide. Hey, how much do you think's in that big hole back there?
More millions than I like to think about.
Oh, there aren't enough millions not to think about.
You asked me why Stella committed suicide.
What? Oh, yeah. It beat me.
She thought I was being unfaithful to her.
What?
You heard.
Oh, that's a heck of a reason to kill herself. Just because her husband's too timier. How did she find out?
There was nothing to find out.
Come again?
It was all a mistake.
Well, you don't mean she committed suicide for nothing?
Yeah, for nothing.
Oh, that's tough. Well, anyway, there's something back there to make up for some of it. You'll be able to have a new start. And don't forget, you're coming in with me when we get back.
Am I?
You certainly are, boy. You saved my life and treat me to a half interest in a treasure in one day. I don't mind admitting it. You did treat me to the treasure. Without you, pal, I'd have been a dead duck. And when we get back home, you can start off with a clean slate.
It's never really been dirty.
Well, you know
sure,
what I mean.
Sure, I know.
Won't it be something? Garvin McLeod, big man.
Too late, I'm afraid.
Why?
I wanted to be a big man once. I wanted to be a man Stella could be proud of. I used to point to you and tell her that one day soon I'd be as big a businessman as Oliver Nod. It never came off.
Well, some of us are born beautiful and some of us are born lucky. I was the lucky one.
I used to wonder why every time I tried something it'd blow up in my face. I'd be within inches of success and somehow I'd lose my grip on the thing. And I'd be back rusted out.
Hey, are we going in the right direction?
I think so.
I just don't remember this part of the... Oh, yeah, there's the vase back there. Our solid gold signpost. Hey, you notice it's cold?
No.
Must be imagination.
I couldn't figure it out. Stella started to get sick, worrying about me worrying. Then slowly I started to find out why I hadn't been able to build any sort of a business.
Well, like I said...
It was
well,
because
some of us
someone was always stepping in and underselling me, or buying in before I was ready, or offering more money.
Well, you can't blame anyone for that. That's just good business. Hey, there's our other signpost. Nearly home, boy.
It took me a longer time even to figure out why you did it to me, Oliver.
What was that?
Why pick on me, your friend? I couldn't figure it out at all.
What are you talking about? This is crazy.
Then one day I hit on it. You always wanted Stella.
You've got desert rats.
And when I came along and we fell in love, you couldn't stand it. So you made sure I'd never be a success in anything.
Look, Garvin, I don't know what you're getting at, but it's wrong.
You figured if I failed often enough, she'd come back to you. In the finish, I don't think you really wanted her. I think you just didn't want anyone else to have her. And all because she turned you down.
Why suddenly tell me all this? If you knew, why didn't you come out with it before?
I didn't really care. You see, I had Stella. And I grew tired of trying to make a fortune. But you found another way to get at me. You started writing poison pen letters to Stella.
I now I know you're
horrible
nuts.
Letters. They made Stella cringe. I didn't find them till after she was dead. You see, she didn't bother to open the last one. You sent them, Oliver.
I did not. Why, Garvin, that's a shocking thing to say about a friend.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It was all a mystery to me. I couldn't think you'd do such a dreadful thing. Then I had a look at the last one. The unopened one. You know, you wouldn't think a person could do it. She committed suicide because of those letters. They killed her.
Look, don't do anything, Garvin.
You must have given your secretary the last one to post. You always did employ efficient staff. She wrote the sender's name on the back. There it was, Ladger's life. Return to Nod Realty Company.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's. I waited, Oliver. I waited such a long time. Then you gave me the opportunity yourself.
Garvin, take it easy, please. Please, Garvin, just take it easy, huh? Hey, what's going on here? We're back again.
Yeah, you're back with your treasures. You're back with the symbols of your power.
Yeah, but we can't be.
Your golden
signs. We pulled the vases.
You're working for me, Oliver. I changed them.
No. Look, Garvin. Look, I'll give you my share of the treasure. I'll give you anything. Just get me out of here.
But
Garvin,
you can manage it yourself. You're such a self-sufficient man.
I don't know anything about this tomb business. Please. Please, Garvin, please.
But you once read a book. Try and remember what it said.
I can't stop down here.
You wanted to be buried among your riches. Well, here's riches far beyond your bank balance.
Please, Garvin. I'll get out. You just see if I don't. Where's the hole in the wall?
There are three entrances to the tomb, Oliver. If you hadn't been so blinded by the gold, you'd have noticed them.
I'm going back to where I came. Garvin, you...
You're not going to beat me now, Garvin. You're not. You're not going to beat me. I'll get out. You're not going to beat me.
You'd have loved it, Stella. Works of beauty and art beyond your wildest dreams. But I'm afraid we can't touch them, my dear. You see, they all belong to Oliver. Yeah, we can't touch them, my dear. Oliver's very particular about his property. Very particular.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure all start when a door is unlocked by the key.